K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie
Bravo. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is KE8BCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net.
Good evening, Dave. N8ERL, David.
This? What? Charlie 8? Sierra Delta Lima? Rob, they see you, don't traffic gate.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K8BCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call in and your sign.
KF8, ELX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick, no traffic.
K8DAC, Mini Burt, no traffic.
This is K8BCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come with your call and your name.
This is KC8YVF, Ron.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick.
Well, I'll get the net started in about 3 minutes, so, and we'll take calls then. Good evening. This is KE8ECQ. My name is Dave, and I am located in Bay City, Michigan. I will be tonight's net operator. Burnett meets on the repeater every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. on a frequency of 147-240 with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and your location if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short-time, mobile, or are in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. I have N8ERL, KC8SDL, KF8BXL, KD8PAZ, KC8YBF, and KC8VOA. Any additional check-ins, please come now.
Just a correction on the KF8DLX. I don't know if I said it wrong or it got it wrong, but it's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Lima X-ray instead of Bravo X-ray Lima.
DLX, correct?
Yes, sir.
Probably my mistake. Well, I hope everybody had a good weekend. We've had the annual 3-day 4th of July event that just lasted through last night. And looks like most everybody survived and the carnies are heading out of town. With that said, how was your weekend? N8ERL up first and then standby KC8SDL. Good evening, David.
Yeah, good evening to you, Dave. For me, it was a pretty quiet weekend. The family was up north. I only went up for one day. That was yesterday. So I had pretty much the house to myself. I got a lot of outdoor work done. Everyone probably knows this, but Logbook of the World is back up. It came back up on July 1st. Seems to be working fine. On Thursday the 4th, I kind of got, I don't know what the exact term is, but caught up into the 13 Colonies special event. I had never run it before. I knew it existed, but that's essentially a group of people from each state. The original 13 get together and have a special event, and they are on the air on almost all the modes, and if you're able to contact all 13 of them plus a couple of, well, I'll get to that later, I guess, you get what's called a clean sweep, and you can get a certificate, although I guess you get a certificate regardless of how many that you contact. So it was a lot of fun. Thursday, I got almost all of them, all the stations except one, and they had two extra stations, a British station and a French station. I couldn't get those. On Friday, I started using DX Spotting, and the group suggested using DX Summit, which I used, and I don't. And I quickly picked up the last 13 Colony plus the other two stations. But it was a lot of fun. I made several contacts, different modes on Thursday and Friday, and really enjoyed it. I recommend it for anybody for next year when they have it. Actually, it's still going to go on until I think midnight tonight. So that's it for this round, Dave. We've got a couple other things on the agenda. I'll get to. On the 73. Back to you, Dave. Oh, did want to mention for Ron, there was something going on at Bay City Clements this weekend. It was an aerobatic contest, not so much an air show, but it's a group of aerobatic pilots get together, and it's a big contest. Essentially, they apply their aerobatic skills, get judged on it, and trophies are given away. So wanted to mention that to you, Ron, because you were right about something going on in Bay City. Okay, back to you, Dave, at 8-0.
Well, I was going to ask you that question because we saw them. Of course, we live right in the area, so we did see them, and I did do some work with the 13 colony, so it was kind of fun. Next up, KC8SCL, Rob, and standby, KF8BLX.
Good evening, KE8PCQ and the group, Kilo Charlie, she's definitely a... I want to wave a hand to all my good friends out there, Minnie and Rob and Rick and, let me see here, Dave, of course, and the other fellas of the net tonight. Good evening. Yeah, I worked a couple of 13 colonies today, but not many. I had to do some things for the Y also, but, yeah, they were on pretty strong the other night. That was pretty cool. Yep, we made it through the 4th of July in the record books there. I hope nobody got any fatalities or stuff like that. I hope anybody got hurt. I did hear on Facebook, well, I don't do Facebook, but White said it. Tell me about that. There was an accident on the one-way bridge over the river there, but I'm not sure what's going on about that. Yeah, other than that, we did good. Yeah, last night, tried to get some sleep. I didn't get much sleep at all. Yeah, the dog's not really partial to the sound of the fireworks. And yeah, they kept booming until about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So I finally opened my eyes. It was like 5 o'clock. I thought, nah, I'm gonna go ahead and get up and do. So, but I had a good weekend. So, but other than that, I had the director of Australia there, and they're doing a great job. Kilo Echo 8 with Papa Charlie Quebec. Take it away, Dave.
Well, thanks, Robbie. The fireworks here and the traffic going out of town was fairly busy until about 2 a.m., and it would really be nice to find the people that do those fireworks at 4 a.m. when they're trying to sleep at noon and bring them in. Next up, KF8BLX, Rick, and standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave. Thanks for running the net there. To KF8BLX. Not too much going on. The weekend was kind of quiet for me. Didn't do too much over the weekend, but for relax, play on the radio a little bit. Actually in the process now of doing some radio shopping and trying to upgrade my base station here. All right, we get a base station started is what I should say. I can get off of this HQ. So hopefully it doesn't sound too bad out there, and with that, I'll say that's it for this round. Thanks again, Dave. Back to you.
Thanks for all the info, and hopefully good luck shopping or build it, one of the two. KD8 PAZ Mini, and standby KC8YDF. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8BAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. Not doing too much. Been sitting here watching old cartoons like Rocky and Bullwinkle and Casper and Johnny Quest and that. Found them on channel 127, so I've been watching them all day. Plus, I took time off and went and got groceries and that, so other than that, not too much. Next Sunday is the fly-in and breakfast there in Chesming at the airport, so this is KD8-PAZ back to KD8-PCQ.
Well, the cartoons sound good. We were just talking about Snidely Whiplash and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in the cartoons back then. KC8YBF Ron, and standby KC8DOA Rick. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Well, I'm glad everyone had a good and safe 4th of July. I was off Thursday, Friday from work, plus the weekend, so 4 days. Mine was a working weekend, as most of them are at this point. Wednesday, we had a friend of ours that was in the hospital for the last week, and he got out on Wednesday. Well, unfortunately, he lives in a house with 4 other people, and all of them decided to go up north. Well, he couldn't be left alone, so he ended up coming over to our house Wednesday and Thursday so we could make sure he was getting his meds, make sure everything was going okay, make sure he had food to eat. So we kind of man-sat him for Wednesday afternoon. My wife went and picked him up and on Thursday. Friday, we were back over there. Then Thursday as well, when we did take him back home, I had to work on his air conditioner. He has a portable air conditioner. Well, it wasn't installed, so I had to figure out how to get it installed, make some necessary devices, basically, to get this thing up in the window, because it has to have an exhaust that goes out the window. And he lives in a basement apartment at this house, so we had to get it out one of the windows and get his air conditioning working because it was just too hot for him. So we got that done on Thursday. Friday, worked around the house doing various things as well. Saturday, I went and picked up the floor sanders, and for the last 2 days, and it continues, I had stopped to come down here for the net, but I still got maybe about a half hour more of sanding. We're redoing, as many of you know, redoing the floors in the hallway and in the living room. So it was sanding weekend. And after I get done here, I got to finish up the sanding. I got to get all the sanders cleaned back up so I can take them back in the morning. And then I got to sit down for an hour or so and work on all of the numbers. Work on all the numbers for district and state. So that information got to be sent in. So I've got an hour and a half of doing paperwork yet tonight to get that in on time before deadline when I got to have that into the state. So very busy weekend as usual. I got at least a couple of more weekends. So next week from now on the 15th, we're having new windows put in. So I'm not refinishing the floor or putting the finish coat on the floor yet. So tonight as well, we've got to put down some basically rosin paper to cover the floor because it's just open sanded floors. So I got to protect that because I'll have a bunch of contractors running in and out of the house for 2 days replacing the windows. So I don't want my newly sanded floors all messed up. So that's what else I got to do tonight is put that down before anything happens to them. So I hope to be in bed by 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm hoping it with the schedule here, and then up at 6:30 to go to work. So I'll be glad to go to work tomorrow so I can actually sit down and rest. So back to you, Dave. Thanks for taking it at KC8YVF.
Now, Ron, there's nothing worse than a footprint in the finish. KC8VOA, Rick? Good evening.
Well, good evening, Dave, and thank you for doing the net, and good evening to everybody else in the net tonight. Not a lot new here. Hoping to make a little more progress on my Meshtastic repeater I was hoping to put up. I did just put a mobile antenna, magnetic mount. I set it on a file cabinet down here in the basement, and significant improvement on picking up Ron's router. Leaps and bounds. Noise dropped right on down, and the signal strength improved greatly. So that is encouraging. The other day I got hold of Ron, and we had a lot of garbage on the Meshtastic. It looks like someone used a message queue telemetry transport. Hooked it up to the internet, and we ended up with a whole lot more stations on than what would normally be in the area. And so that was kind of a rude awakening, especially if you want to use this for areas that might make it a challenge if someone puts all the other traffic on the system. Other than that, not a whole lot new. I did spend Friday doing a pork butt, smoked that, and did spend some time cooking on a Blackstone that I had gotten, and had, or I should say flat top. And yesterday, spent the day out at the boys' house out in Millington with the rest of the kids. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Control, KC8VOA, to KE8PCQ.
Well, Rick, sounds like a good weekend. We didn't go anywhere. We stayed away from the fray of downtown, which is about four blocks away. And project for tomorrow is Dave is going to can the green and yellow beans. They're already in season. So with that said, are there any additional check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now. Nothing heard. We'll start in on the 7-3 round. N8ERL, Dave, KC8STL, Rick, Rob, next. So, good evening, Dave, 7-3.
Okay, Dave, thank you for doing the net tonight. A couple of things. Those cartoons, I think those must have been the ones we watched when we were kids. I remember Rocky and Bullwinkle, and that was a great show, not only the Rocky and Bullwinkle, but I think that there was something about a dog who was a professor who hung around with a kid, I think, with that. That was, I can't remember. I think there was a movie about that. Some time ago too, but yeah, very good on the cartoons, and also the Chesapeake Fly-In. That's always a lot of fun. I don't know if guys are up for taking a little bit of drive in the Chesapeake, but they always have a very good pancake breakfast there. Starts at 7, runs till about 11. And Dave, I want to tell you, I remember the name of the fellow who bought the T6 from your friend. His name was Tom Spain, kind of a local entrepreneur. And also about the yellow beans, that's the only kind of beans that we put in the raised garden this year. We didn't put any green beans in, just the yellow beans. So I'm kind of waiting to see how they turn out. And the other thing I wanted to mention is for the first time, I got hooked up with a ARRL official card checker. We have three of them here in Michigan. I have some cards I wanted to get checked to go towards awards that... The operators do not use Logbook of the World. So I emailed Stan, ACAW. He lives in the Port Huron area. A few days back, he got right back to me and said, hey, my wife Trish, K8AMX, have to be in the Birch Run area. How about we meet you over in Frankenmuth at McDonald's? So we met yesterday at McDonald's. He checked my cards. We had a very nice conversation. He's a very avid DXer, been on several D-expeditions, and that was a lot of fun to talk to him. That's it for me. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, 7-3, my friend, and have a good week. KC8STL, Rob, 7-3 round, standby KF8, BLX.
Hey, very good. Again, doing a great job, Dave. KE8PCQ. KC8STL and the group here. Yes. Oh, yes. Another thing, too. We had our open house at the Railway Museum in Saginaw, Maple Street. And Mike, KG8MMH, dropped in on us. I was kind of neat. We were starting up on the locomotives and moved them around a little bit there. And he was quite impressed. And he hung around with us for the day. And a little bit before that, we had a freight go by, going by Maple Street, going to Alma, when it goes to Superior Street. That's where the Lake State and Mid-Michigan, that's where they have their borders, their respective areas. And we've seen an empty grain train being delivered, well over 100 cars, and it had very big locomotives, or we're talking about 6 axle locomotives. So obviously they must have worked on that track, because before, that track wasn't too good. But now they've really improved on it there. But yeah, Mike was there. He spent the afternoon for a few hours with us, and That was really nice. But I did that, and like I said, I got one locomotive started, and we did a few moves with them, and we had a good day. So, okay, other than that, Mama's going to go to the doctor tomorrow. Hopefully they can help her out because her monitor, her ICD went off the other day. It kind of scared me. But she called in. Well, they called her, and, you know, they said that she was okay, but they penciled her in for tomorrow, so hopefully that goes well. On that, everything radio-wise, everything's working good. My Kenwood that suffered that bad fall is working great. My hot water 101 I got from that guy in New York is working great, and even my $10 swan, courtesy of the Savara Group, is doing fine. So, all right, Dave 73, you take care. Give my regards to the listeners, and we'll talk to you down the log. KE8PCQ, KCSO. Take care, Dave, and 73. Over.
Well, Rob, have a great week. Stay safe and cool. And 73s, my friend. KF8, DLX, Rick, 73 round, standby, KD8,
DAC. KF8, DLX, like I said, not too much going on. Still doing this shopping here, and to tell you the truth, my head's kind of turning a little bit. I got about 20 tabs open right now. Lots of choices out there. Definitely lots of choices out there. So with that, I'll say 73 to everybody. Thanks a lot for running the net, Kay. You're doing a good job.
Well, Rick, hopefully you get something you can grow into, and there's a lot of that in ham radio. KD8 PAZ Mini, 73 round, standby KC8 YVF.
Good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8 PAZ. Thursday, I was sitting outside, and I had bought a fire pit 2 years ago, and I finally used it Thursday night and had a little fire here by myself, so everybody else was busy, so I just sat out there and had a little fire going by myself. So otherwise, and talking about Snaggy Whiplash, he was just on the TV there, so other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ, that's KD8PCQ, 73.
73 Mini, and you have a good week. And as far as NADRL with the dog, he was Mr. Peabody, according to my wife. KC8YBF Ron, stand by KC8VOA Rick. 73.
K8BAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, Dave. Yeah, Dave ERL, thanks for the information on the airport. I thought I had heard something about something going on there, but yeah, I hear it. I listen to the radio at work just for background information, and a lot of times I kind of don't pay attention to the commercials, but I heard, you know, airport and airplanes or something, and I think they were talking originally about the one out at MBS. But like I said, on that one, I thought it was in July, so I totally missed that one. So good information there. Well, one update midweek, Tuesday into Wednesday. National Weather Service is issued as of right now predicting an excessive rainfall event because of the tropical storm or hurricane that's supposed to hit down in the Texas borough. The remnants of that is supposed to make its way up into Michigan. So right now, central part of Michigan, including Bay, Midland, Saginaw counties, are included in a slight risk for excessive rainfall. 1 to 3 inches of rain is predicted out of this, but it depends on the track of the storm as it comes in, and there's a low pressure that's supposed to meet up with it. So, again, we'll find out in the next few days exactly if that gets adjusted up or down or whatever. But just be aware of that. Rain in from Tuesday into Wednesday is supposed to have some remnants still hanging around into Thursday morning, I guess. So, rainy part of the week. 73 to every, oh, Rick, good on the Meshcastic thing. I did get my GPS put in it. That came, so that was one of the days. That was fun to put on since it was up on the roof on the pole. I wasn't about to take it down. So I was able to get up there and snap the GPS in and get everything turned on, but it said that it needed a screw to hold it in place, and I'm thinking, well, I don't think I have one. So later on in the day, I realized that when I got the Wise Block, that it came with a package of screws. Well, the screw that it took was about half the size lengthwise and diameter-wise of a grain of rice. So try and put a screw in up on the roof in a box with bifocals on this tiny little screw that I could barely hold in my fingers. Well, luckily my little screwdriver was magnetized. The screw stayed right on the end. I managed on the first try to get it in the hole that I couldn't see and screwed it in and got it tight. So that was my big accomplishment. I was quite pleased with myself that at first I didn't drop it, and second I was able to actually find it and get it in the hole and tighten it down. So patted myself on the back for that one. So 73 everyone, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Dave, for doing that. K8YVF. Have a good week at work, and stay safe. K8YVF. Having trouble with my numbers tonight. K8VOA Rick, 73 round.
Well, good evening again. And Ron, you did a feat I probably would not have tried. I figured I'd probably drop that little screw and I'd be all done looking for that little screw. So, yeah, I probably would have taken it down to attach the screw, or at least got it laid down somehow where I could work it out a bit easier. As Ron indicated, yes, Hurricane Beryl was, according to the National Weather Service, was picking up a little strength as it's approaching Texas and so forth. They're expecting a storm surge of around 7 feet and about 60-mile-an-hour winds at this time, unless it keeps increasing in strength. So, yes, we should possibly be seeing some remnants of rain out of that. It most likely will be Tuesday. So, with that, everyone have a wonderful week. Stay dry. Be safe. 73 KCVOA.
The same to you, Rick. Have a great week, and hopefully the heat and the rain doesn't get us that bad. 73. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Are there any closing comments or rechecks? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is Dave, KE8PCQ. This net is now closed, and I will turn the repeater back to normal amateur use. Good evening, everybody.
K8DAC. Repeater Saginaw.
This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Juliet Charlie is monitoring.
K8DAC. Repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.